Google News, Dig, Newsvine, Pulse. You can go to the website, you can read them, or you can grab their RSS feed, you can subscribe to them, and you can read them in what's called an RSS reader. And I basically just copy the URLs, and here is the same work in the RSS format, which is an XML format, like web pages, but just a different format. And I can take that and put it into what's called an RSS reader. These are those same websites we saw. Here we have Google News, Dig, Newsvine, as well as some group blogs, individual blogs, traditional news websites. Here I'm reading just the stories in a very streamlined way without anything else in the website. If I'm interested in the story, I can go through, just get the summary. What you get over in the right there is more or less depending on the website. Some websites will publish the entire story on the right side. There, others will give you a little snippet and you need to go to the website for more. So I often read my news this way, and you notice that as I go through these items, they change their color, indicating that I've read them already. So I can go through and read a few stories and leave and come back and know exactly where I was and pick up where I left off. And if I want to read more about a story, I can just click in and open it up in the web browser, and I can see the full story there.
Alex?
Yep.
That NetNewsWire, is that...
That's a Mac-only program. I think it's the best one, yeah. For PCs, I would recommend BlogLines, which is actually a web-based news reader, and I'll see if I can pull it up here. And this is actually pretty good. And NetNewsWire, you can synchronize your NetNewsWire with BlogLines. You create an account. I think I'm already in. So any website that you want to follow in an RSS way, you can just grab the RSS link from it. You want to look for feeds. So here, I'll grab the RSS wire and feed, and I want to copy that link location, and then I can go in there, and then you paste the URL in there, subscribe, and there it is there. The great thing about it is you can just have a whole bunch of different websites sort of in one way, categorized the way you want. You can reorder things. I'm in here, and I can group them. So I could read news across all of these websites from that folder there. So I get some news items from NetNewsWire, from Google News, or I can go through the individual feeds. And you see it's picked up where I left off, so I know exactly what I've read and what I haven't read. Yeah, BlogLines is web-based, so you can use BlogLines across Macs and PCs. And Segway, you may know, also does this. So this whole presentation here, I grab this feed here, copy link location, and subscribe, and there is this presentation here with all the images in the newsreader.
So, let me see, because I have been wondering about the RSS.
Yeah,
down in the corner of my Segway site, because I've never used RSS before.
Yeah.
So does that mean that, for example, a student who uses BlogLines or whatever, can then paste that into their BlogLines,
exactly,
and when they want to go to the Segway site, instead
they
of
can just
chasing it down,
they
can go and just go in and look at stuff?
Yep.
I try to do that with my Segway site, though I get an error message.
You do? It only works for public sites.
See,
if your site is limited to your class, we can't offer an RSS feed because then anybody can see it.
It's sort of like parts of your site are open and parts of your site are closed. It's all.
No, that would work. The RSS feeds work on the page level. So any page that's public, you can make available as RSS. And you can also bring in the Segway RSS feed from elsewhere. I'll show you an example of that. Probably the best example is our educational technology site. Recent post, that's an RSS feed actually of this page that I put in the sidebar from the Chronicle. This is the RSS feed from the Chronicle here. Mm-hmm. Liberal Education Today, iPods and Education, my website about iPods, RSS feed from that. Yeah, you can put RSS feeds and Segway along in the sidebars or also in the center area as well. Oh, here's an interesting thing from Google. This is a related website thing from Google. You put this in your Segway page or any website you have, and it looks at the content of your website and puts links to related websites.
So kind of like little Google ads that appear in a lot
of
yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So if I'm
looking at Yarn, it tells me.
Yep. Like AdSense. Yeah.
So we would dump that in there the same way we put in the RSS feed.
Yeah. No, actually, it's just a content block. So you just choose a sidebar content, and then you can just paste that code in. Yeah.